on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Florida International University for the professor, infectious disease specialist, Dr. Eileen Marty. Good morning, Dr. Marty. We got lots of questions after our talk about shingles last week. Let's go through a few of them, starting with this question. Should I get a shingle shot if I've already had shingles?
Absolutely, because having shingles, you have to understand that the virus that causes shingles lives in the dorsal root ganglia of these cell bodies that are in the in your spine, and it can come out again anytime it wants to whenever your immune system is depressed for whatever reason, stress, another infection, what have you. So the shingles can remanifest. You do not become immune because you already have that virus in you. However, if you get the vaccine, that boosts the immunity in such a way that it prevents that reactivation of the virus that's living with you forever. I think we've jokingly said, and it is actually true, love comes and goes, but herpes is forever.
Yeah.
And, exactly. And so this is a herpes virus, herpes zoster. Uh-huh. And once you originally contracted and manifested chickenpox, the next manifestation that you can get when your immune system drops down is this shingles, which can be quite severe.
Number of listeners emailed or texted us this question. If you have never had the chickenpox, should you still get the shingle shot?
So first of all, you need to verify that you truly never had chickenpox. That's one of the things we can do blood work to determine that one way or another. And if the person has never had chickenpox, then of course there is no risk that they're going to manifest shingles. However, if they are exposed to someone that has shingles or chickenpox, they can then become infected with the virus. And especially an adult who gets chickenpox, it can be extraordinarily serious. So you have to be, I would actually vaccinate that individual for chickenpox.
And then this is an interesting text. I had the shingles shots and still got shingles, but the pharmacist said the reason it was a milder case was because I got the vaccine. So you can still get it if you get the shot, correct?
It's uncommon, but again, it depends on your own immune status and your particular circumstances. And it's absolutely correct what the pharmacist said, that the manifestations are going to be that much milder. And remember, manifestations for some individuals when they get shingles can be long-lasting and extremely severe neuropathies and that's just something you absolutely want to avoid. So, the vaccine definitely helps. And it does depend which vaccine they got. So there was an older version of shingles vaccine that was only about 50 to 60% effective. But the new one that's been out now for over 7 years, Shingrix, is far more effective at preventing clinical illness from shingles.
That's what I hear. And I know you wanted to mention this morning this widespread transmission of a virus disease in the Indian Ocean. Are you concerned about this because it may spread to the United States?
Yes. I see you're avoiding the name. It is an unusual name. The name is chikungunya, which derives from a word that is spoken by natives of southern Tanzania, and it means all bent over. So this is a viral infection that is currently seen in Latin America, Africa, Asia. It is absolutely spreading because it's transmitted by mosquitoes. The same mosquitoes that can transmit yellow fever and Zika, right? So they're Aedes mosquitoes, and we have Aedes mosquitoes in the United States. And the incubation period for somebody who gets infected somewhere else allows, especially if you take an airplane flight, and then you travel from where there's a really massive outbreak right now in La Réunion Island, and several other islands in the Indian Ocean, from there to the United States, to an area that has those mosquitoes, then you can have autochthonous cases in the United States, because you can then get mosquitoes in the area that can suck up the virus from the blood. This is the type of viral infection that causes really high levels of virus. We call that a high viremia, up to 10 to the 9th viral particles per milliliter of blood. That's just super high. So it's really infectious to other mosquitoes, and we can get outbreaks here. So with the changes in temperature, and especially now as we move into the summer, people really do have to be aware of chikungunya. And in about somewhere between 12 to 50% of people, it can cause lifelong or very long-lasting types of joint pains that are just absolutely debilitating. And that's where that name comes from, all bent over from the pain in their joints.
All right, another reason to make sure you are doing something to prevent mosquito bites this summer, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I'm chikungunya right now, so we'll stop. I appreciate the information as always, Dr. Eileen Marty. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Thanks, Bob.